first part is what if impact the lieutenant governor will have on the governor's race. And the analogy, I guess, is to what impact the vice president has on the presidential race. And what we know about those type of races is that the impact is probably going to be relatively limited. We've got the people at the top of the ticket. The electorate is focused on them. We know about them. We know their accomplishments. And so that the concentration in terms of what's going to determine who they vote for is going to be really focused on the governors. Now, the lieutenant governors are put on there to help the ticket. I mean, they're both competent individuals. They wouldn't have been selected if they weren't. And in some ways, they each balance the ticket in that they provide a female presence on the ticket. But in terms of their accomplishments, their different issue positions, or how much difference they're going to make in terms of voting, the impact, I think, is going to be generally pretty minimal. In terms of the first female candidates since 1979, certainly that's going to be important. People are going to kind of remember it. And there's this whole kind of general tenor of the election cycle this year of there being, many more female candidates across the country in races. Now, more candidates does not necessarily mean more victories. We'll see in 2 weeks how successful these candidates are. But certainly we know that 2 weeks from today, we will have a female lieutenant governor elect.